You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To the guys, I think it was one of those where collectively we knew, you know, we needed to step up in general, regardless of who's in. You know, we feel as if the next man up, and we shouldn't lack the way we play, the style of our play. We shouldn't lack any of that. So that was sort of the mantra or the mindset going into that after Tyreek got hurt. I slid and I got hit. That's what.
I wasn't concerned at all.
There's a lot of factors that sort of went into what happened last year, what happened years prior, that we've, I would say, fixed or, you know, kind of turned around, with how we go about nutrition on game days, etc. So yeah.
All right, that was Tua. Don't take too many of those hits to the head, man, on that late slide last night. And the good news is he did jump up, but I don't know.
Did he hit us with nutrition?
By the way, he did his with nutrition on concussions. I was like, okay.
I know what he's eating.
I don't know, but if there's a neurologist that's got a new program out, there's going to be a lot of guys on it playing the NFL.
Yeah. What, is he eating a power bar before he goes out there?
Oh, man, for sure. Hey, we say good morning to everybody just joining us and just getting up this morning, and we'll get into everything. 27-21, Dolphins get their first win on to Carolina on Saturday for a Sunday game at 1 o'clock, and trying to get two wins here in 6 days, and try to make up for the slow start in the season. Losing Tyreek is a tough one. It just is. Look, it's not a deep team, and anybody tells you somebody's going to fill in for Tyreek and be Tyreek is full of shit. So that's not going to happen, just so you know. Now,
won. You weren't supposed to do that today.
No. So I'm just letting you know, but, and a big but, Mike did a great job last night with this offense, and it has nothing in common with the offense from a couple years ago. We're done, but a little bit more like we saw last year, the short passes, getting two outside the pocket on the bootlegs and freeing up with some of the schemes of stuff off their play action and the movement of offense alignment and all the motion, and it just really sets guys up, and it freed a lot of guys up that were open last night for Tua to get them the ball. Again, 17 of 25, 177 yards and two touchdowns. It was clean. There was no turnovers, and so that was the good part. I thought Mike's play calling was the best it's been with this group. I tell you what he did also right off the bat for the first time, folks, and I don't know if you pay attention to him. We do, and that is they won the toss and they took the ball. I can't tell you last time. Now, they had the ball first because the other team has deferred till the second half and made the Dolphins take the ball to start the game. But they won the toss last night, And they said, you know what? We're going to take it. I loved it. That meant like, hey, we like what we can do against this Jets. Let's go down and get some points. It went down and got three. And then got the big play. Most demoralizing, one of the most demoralizing plays, not the, but one of, is to march down the field on your opening drive. And I mean, march down. We're running the ball between the tackles. There's nothing you can do about it. 5, 10, 6, 8. I mean, just bang, 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 bang down the field and going in to score and fumble and lose the ball. You just had a long drive of physical football. Coaches love to be able to just like, we're going to run. It's a Mario Cristobal special. We're going to run it down your throat. There's nothing you can do about it. And you don't get any points. And not only do you not get any points, but the Dolphins offense takes it the other way, 96 yards, and they score to make it a 10-0 game. I thought that was the difference in the whole game. And I know it got, you know, a little closer at times during different parts of the game, but I thought that us getting a takeaway, and by the way, the great thing about takeaways, all those stats mean nothing when you turn the ball over. They mean nothing. 90 yards of stats, 20 yards of stats, some spectacular catch, 50-yard catch. If you turn it over, they might as well be wiped out. You might as well erase them because they really don't exist except fantasy football. They have, and last night, and by the way, they come out in second half, get the opening kickoff, and Cam Good puts a big hit, forces a fumble, and the Dolphins to start instead of the Jets having a chance to tie it up to start the second half. Special teams gets a takeaway on a short field for the Miami Dolphins again. And just another huge play in that game that hasn't been happening and happened last night. If there were two plays, those would be it for me. The fumble after, I mean, it's demoralizing. You not only, you get 0 points, 0 points after all those yards and time of possession and nothing to show for it, nothing to show for it. And then the Dolphins march it right down the other field. And instead of being up 7-3, you're down 10-0 in that game. Second half, same thing. All right. You're going, wow, I can't believe this game is where it is. It shouldn't be here. I mean, we did everything right, and they're only down one score, and they get the ball to start the second half, and they fumble, and you get great field position. So a lot of good things, and those are two plays for me last night that were big. I got to tell you, one of the biggest surprises in all the years, and I had no idea what to expect, like most people, unless, you know, somebody's going to lie about it today. Darren Waller looked really good for a guy 33 years old that hasn't played football in a long time and has missed two camps, two complete camps, one from retirement, and the second one, they brought him back real slowly, and I'm guessing he had some injuries he was dealing with. But last night, he looked quick. He looked sharp. I saw no signs of rust. He's athletic, obviously. And having a target that's 6'6", and as you see the body, it's a long 6'6 guy. Throwing the ball up to him in the back of the end zone. I mean, I get red zone. I mean, this guy gives you something you just haven't had in the red zone. You don't get from the other tight ends. It's not a shot, but you get from this guy. And he didn't play. He didn't play like a guy. You know, I don't know how many guys could do that. Take that much time off. You usually get out of shape. You gain weight. This guy looks like he stayed in shape and just took some extra time off, but no signs of rust whatsoever.
It's an incredible story, right? I mean,
I just didn't
like
see
people.
It,
you know, some guy just texted in, you owe him an apology or whatever. And it's like, no, well, you were kind of led to believe that this wasn't going to happen.
First of all, kiss my ass. I don't know.
Relax.
Yeah. I don't know anybody.
I mean,
apology.
Like, you know, I mean, truly upset, but
I truly don't when a guy doesn't play the first three games that I owe somebody an apology.
They led you. Look, the guy didn't go through camp. Mike came out and was like, he may play, he may not play. it seemed like an unusual signing. It's a nice story. He went out and played well.
We've had, like,
it's definitely a good story, and you're obviously going to need more guys to step up on offense.
We've had way too many of those guys that haven't worked out.
Yeah, you had Odell, man. You had Odell on the mind, and that's okay.
Like, no. We've had some receivers and a cornerback. We've had some.
Did the other guy Fuller, right? Who didn't play? Didn't pay. We don't have to go down that list today.
No. He dove in the end zone against Las Vegas. We never saw him again. By the way, so anyway, it's a great story. The Darren Waller. Before we get into, you need to apologize or
I didn't mean to.
Yeah, but I'm
upset
not
you.
I'm not apologizing for.
I know.
I'm not apologizing for my comments on Tua or Darren Waller or anybody else. Or when it's good, it's good, and you say it. And when it's not,
you don't need to apologize. Look, it could be a nice story, and I think everything that you said about Tua remains accurate to this day. He did not do anything.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Anything last night out of the ordinary? He made some throws, but again, like when he starts running and he gets those happy feet, it's just, it's concerning. It was also concerning. He was dumb enough to take a hit square to the head like that. Like, that's not ideal.
The late slide with guys.
And he said he's fixed his nutrition or whatever he said in that soundbite, but
that was a new one too.
That joins
the new club of nutrition. Now we got some new nutrition for the brain. A lot of people are going to want to get some of that.
We know that guy, Ma. We know he's a big hitter, obviously, from down here. But he was about an inch or two lower. That would have been game over.
Well, listen, it all worked out. I'm not doing coulda, woulda, shoulda, and the whole thing. And Mike was dialed in to Tua and the game plan last night from tight ends, who had by far their most productive game they've had. And then on top of that, just getting guys and just everything. And by the way, the play acting fakes Tua's really good at, really sold them and then being able to run the football and have Achan, who is quietly, nobody talks about when they talk about great running backs, he doesn't get mentioned but he is really good, man. He almost broke another one. He is going to break some long ones. It is going to happen. Surprised he didn't have more catches last night. Usually he's got a lot of catches.
Yeah, I was going to say he's a really good receiver too.
He's turned himself into to obviously a real valuable piece, and now he's alone in the 10-100 meter club. He lost his sidekick.
Well, if you're just waking up this morning, Joe, the news came out about an hour ago that it was worst case scenario for Tyreek. The ligaments were involved in the injury. So he's getting surgery today. One of these Twitter doctors, I don't know if you follow these guys ever, but
no.
I think the guy's a real doc, doctor. Pro Football Doc says much more than ACL, first of several surgeries. He says, in fact, ACL won't be fixed today. Focus on repair of other ligaments first. No emergency surgery is a good sign for artery. Nerve damage to be determined.
Yeah. I tried to read some of that stuff last night on all the stuff from a dislocated and getting the whole run of stuff. And listen, it's not good. I think everybody knew that right away by the urgency on the field to make sure, you know, last thing you want is to get really bad news. And, you know, and so they got on it quickly. They've seen these kind of things and respond and get him to a hospital and let the doctors get rolling on this. And
that was I'm not sure I've seen one quite that bad though, man. Like the way they showed, you know, it was right there on the sideline. The camera got it. And I mean, that thing was bent in a very unusual way.
We've had some guys tear up their knees pretty good, man. We've had, they call it the trifecta. We've had a lot of guys.
But that one was like, it's upside bad. Down. It was,
it's weird too, man. You see it, a nice throw. He drops it in and Tyreek right on the sideline could catch it and get out of bounds.
Yeah, sucks because he was going out of bounds too. Such an unnecessary play to dive at the guy's feet.
Anyway,
I don't know, but
all right. I mean, they're
just sucks.
Okay, I get it. I get it, man. We're with you, and it's next man up now. It's going to be a bigger role now for Waddle. Waddle is going to be no more second guy. Waddle steps up as the number one guy.
He's got to stay healthy because he's going to get 10 balls a game, right?
He should get close to it. Washington gets a bigger role now, too. His role becomes a lot bigger in this offense. Obviously, using Achan a lot of different ways, but it's still early in the year. And I think you got to rotate the other two backs in there with him. And then, hey, this new weapon, man, this Darren Waller, as long as he can go. And again, I don't want, you know, to overuse him, but in passing situations, he's a real threat, man. Keep him fresh and keep that going. All right, Woody, we got to go to break here, man, with everybody out there. Dolphins, 27-21 win on to Carolina in just a few days on the short week now. And with a chance to win that game, if you saw Carolina play against New England and come back home at 2-3, getting ready. Wow, what a week that's going to be, too. Herbert coming back to town, Herbert, Tua. And we'll see as they lost their first game to Giants, and they didn't look great either.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.